Thank you for bringing us together as a family into thy assembly. As we listen to thy word, enlighten us, inspire us, and strengthen us. This we ask in thy precious name. Amen. My name is Thomas. I am an assisting volunteer priest in St. Mark's Episcopal Church. Also, I work with the international students with a college system. And it's a joy to be here. I come here every year for the last several years. And Father Todd invited me. He said he would be away this Sunday. Would you be willing? I said, of course I am. It's a joy to be with this lovely congregation, beautiful church. And the piano is beautiful. I enjoy playing it. This morning I would like to share with you some of my thoughts based on the scripture, the Holy Gospel that we listened to a few minutes ago. The story of Zacchaeus. He is one of my favorite characters in the scripture in several ways. At least in one thing, we are common. We are short. He is a man of small stature. He heard about Jesus and his miraculous leadership, and most likely the divine powers that he has bestowed or shown, demonstrated to the people. And we can see this in the passage. There is a big crowd following Jesus. And Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus, but he knows with this multitude of crowd, people, it's going to be a difficult proposition. So he makes his own plans. He climbs on a tree. At the wayside, where Jesus might pass through and wait for Jesus. Large number of people, but Jesus takes no notice of this person on the tree, longing to see me. And he is stunningly rewarded. Jesus calls him by name. And he comes down. Also, he is astonished to hear that this Jesus, whom he was intending to see for many months or years, now he is coming to my home. He is going to stay with me. Wow. Isn't it beautiful? Definitely he should have been thrilled and also felt a kind of honored in front of that large gathering. Jesus keeps his word. goes to his house. And then something happens with Zacchaeus. From his own words, he doesn't seem to be a great person. He seems to have disturbed the lives of many. He seems to have exploited the poor. Because in the scripture we heard he was a rich person. So the richness might not have come in the right way. And he knows it. In front of Jesus, all those in front of Jesus' goodness, his power and divinity, the person of Zacchaeus melts away. And another person with gentleness, kindness, empathy, compassion, is being born. A new birth, a new life, new enthusiasm, new values, new spirit, and also new energy for action. My dear friends, that's the story that we can witness in the last 2,000 years. I am here from the other side of the globe, 13,000 miles away. Now I am talking to you. I will not come to this or will not be standing here if I am not living my life for this person. For the last 2,000 years, that has been the story. We see the story of the disciples. Once they realized who Jesus was, there was no hesitation. There was no turning back. There was no more confusion. There was no more betrayal. There was no more living away from him. Even Peter, who betrayed him 3 times, he ends his life proclaiming the power of Jesus and is being killed for the sake of Jesus and his truth that he was upholding. That's the story. And today's gospel, that's the powerful story that brings to light the power of Jesus. Once we look for him, that's what Zacchaeus did. Once we look for him, there is an earnest effort, sincere effort to look for him. He is right there. We can see him in our hearts. We can see him in our lives. We can see him in our family. He is always there to comfort, to lead, to guide. And even in our misery, even in our sufferings, even in our difficult times, we will be only praising him and thanking him. Because compared to thousands or billions, we are such a blessed people. We are able to praise his name. We are able to proclaim his power and glory. We are able to cherish the joy, the peace in our hearts. And just 2 days ago, my house, behind the house, there is a beautiful golf course, about 50 acre land. There is a lake inside. And the property owner, he decided to have a housing complex close to this golf course. And we are fortunate to have this dwelling in that nice location. And it's my joy to go to the golf. I don't play golf, but I enjoy watching it. So, I was there with somebody very special to me. And we were sitting just in front of the yard. And golf course is, of course, it's far away. We should are not supposed to be in the area because it's dangerous. And I know someone going to a young couple. They were practicing and they were doing well. They were hitting the ball. And it's like straight this way. And the ball is supposed to go straight. It happened. The ball came towards me. And it hit my right feet. The ball went straight up, went to the fence, and another 20 feet high, then landed. My feet. And the someone who was so special, that is my own grandchild. You know, after this incident, I was kind of full of thanks for God. Of course, I was hurting. I was reeling with pain. But my heart raced. Oh my God, thank you. Maybe 10 more inches. The ball turned. It would have hit my grandchild, who is just 14 months, who was thoroughly enjoying the whole thing, the ducks in the golf way, and the people around. Still, when I think of it, I get a kind of a shock. And thinking about the scenario, what would have happened if the ball was another 10 more inches towards my child? Still, my heart is full of gratitude because he saved me. That's what I believe. He saved our child. And she was sitting there. If the ball, the way the ball came, it would have hit on her head or body. Definitely it would have been very, very disastrous. Because the ball was so powerfully traveling. In our midst, in the midst of pain and suffering, we can see God's hand. Though he may not deliver us from all kinds of evil, though he may not direct our path all the time, holding our hands, okay, go away, but there is always, we can feel that assurance, that divine mercy and compassion always surrounding us and sometimes giving us the strength to face it, the pain. Still, our hearts will be with gratitude because we can see or experience his loving hands in our lives. Only with faith we can see that. Other people, it's just an accident, it occurred. But for me, no. For me, evidently, absolutely, it is a miracle and it is a reason for being grateful one more time to my God. That's how he is. Always there to help us, to strengthen us, to give us and save us, just like he did Zacchaeus. Just by moment he could raise his heart, just by a single incident, turning his heart towards God, God comes to him, his family, and the whole family is enriched. The whole family is blessed. That's how it is. He brings mercy and blessings to the whole family, whole people surrounding us, the whole community.